Carl and Olaf looked up and saw Katie.
Uh-oh.
I was afraid of this.
We better get some help. We're going to need it.
You're right.
Carl and Olaf immediately gathered up 15 Razzleflavins. And just in the nick of time, too, as Katie crashed into the ocean with a huge splash.
All right, everyone. You know the drill.
Let's get to it.
The Razzleflavins formed a chain, grabbed Katie, and drug her safely to shore.
Thank you all. You saved my life.
It was nothing, really.
Not as long as there's 15 of us handy.
I feel so foolish. You told me not to eat too much candy, but I didn't listen. It was my own fault, but you saved me anyway.
Well, of course, Katie. We love you.
It's called having compassion.
That's when you care for someone, even if they've made the wrong choices.
Katie remembered how she'd treated Marvy earlier.
Poor Marvy. He must feel pretty sick. I better get home and see if I can help him.
I think you've learned an important lesson today, Katie.
Thanks to you guys.
It was nothing, really.
So long as there's 15 of us handy.
Carl and Olaf walked Katie back to Marvy's toy box on the beach. She climbed on top of it and waved goodbye to her friends.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, Katie.
Say hello to Marvy for us.
I will.
Tell him we hope he gets well soon.
And to drink lots of warm liquids.
Okay.
As Katie drifted off to sleep, a gentle wave picked up Marvy's toy box and carried her off to sea. When Katie woke up, she was back in Marvy's room.
Are you feeling any better, Marvy? I'll get you a tissue.
Katie brought Marvy a tissue and apologized for not being compassionate.
Here, have some Jolly Crunches. They'll make you feel better.
Really?
Well, go easy on them. If you eat too many, they can really weigh you down.